Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. The San Onofre nuclear plant in Southern California has been shut down due to a small radioactive leak from one of its reactors. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says a tiny amount of radiation could have escaped into the atmosphere from the plant after a water leak prompted the shutdown as a precaution. But officials say the release would not have posed a safety risk for the public. A Southern California Edison spokesman says the amount would have been extremely small and possibly not even detectable by monitors. The power plant's other unit was already offline for scheduled maintenance. Meanwhile, the leak has brought about renewed calls for the closure of the nuclear facility, which is on the San Diego County coastline. Carlsbad resident Ace Hoffman is a member of the group Nuclear Free California.
The plant is continuing to degrade, and they don't know where it's going to fail next. And every time it fails, you run the risk of something going very seriously wrong. I mean, this is like slamming on the brakes on a tractor trailer in the middle of traffic.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is evaluating the plant's response to the leak. Call it the California news that shook the world. Facebook is going public. Wednesday's filing for an initial public offering by the social media giant means investors will be able to snap up shares as soon as the end of April. But of particular interest for state leaders is the profit that stock will bring, as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers explains.
It's probably fitting in a state built on a gold rush that streaks of good fortune are still so important. And the fortunes of Facebook are indeed important. So much so, the state's nonpartisan budget watchers actually wrote a special section inside their recent report entitled The Facebook Effect.
This IPO is for a California company, and it involves a huge amount of money.
Jason Sisney studies state and local finance for the Legislative Analyst's Office. He says profits made on the sale of Facebook stock count as capital gains, an important part of state revenues.
If a Facebook IPO happens in the next few months, there will be people who buy that stock that day. It may have a pop, it may go up, and some of them might flip that stock. But there's also the insiders of the company, and this is a much bigger deal for the state's revenues.
That's because those insiders, Facebook employees and original investors, will become rich overnight. And here's where recent history comes into play, the spring of 2006.
Our revenues are up dramatically this year since the last year, beyond all projections and beyond all forecasts. And this is, of course, great news for California.
In 2006, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger reported an unexpected $7 billion in state revenue. Just 15 months earlier, Google employees and executives had begun selling their IPO shares from 2004. It became known as the Google effect. In that time period, there was a 27% increase in state tax returns at or above $1 million of income. But some of the 2006 windfall was spent for ongoing programs, expenses the state couldn't afford once the Google money dried up. Democratic strategist Steve Maviglio was, at the time, a top legislative aide. He says the term-limited legislature failed to see the big picture.
You know, you have a group of legislators who are spending a short number of years in the Capitol. They're trying to achieve what they came here to do. This is their opportunity to grab it because they're going to be gone. So they want to fund these programs. They want to be popular. They want to keep people happy.
Already, the Facebook revenue is becoming a political talking point. On Wednesday, legislative Republicans urged any tax windfall from Facebook be used in part to pay for schools. But that, too, could become an ongoing expense. In an interview last month, Governor Jerry Brown insisted any unexpected revenues go toward paying off debt. And Jason Sisney of the Legislative Analyst's Office points out there's no way to accurately predict how much Facebook money will come in or how soon.
There are all kinds of variables, such as how long the current insiders of the company have to wait until they sell the stock, whether changes in federal and even state tax law in the next year could induce them to sell stock later or earlier.
Sisney also points out the Facebook IPO will not have the impact of Google. That's because the underlying state economy is much weaker now than it was then. And so, using an analogy Californians can appreciate, Facebook is a sizable gold nugget. But there's still an awful lot of mining to do before the state's finances really improve. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
The escalating cost of college textbooks is once again a hot topic in California. A state legislative audit committee is investigating textbook prices, and State Senate leader Daryl Steinberg is about to introduce bills to set up an experimental digital textbook library. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis explains.
College students fork over hundreds, sometimes even thousands of dollars every year on textbooks. Steinberg wants to give students a break by funding a pilot program to create a library of e-books. His message to textbook publishers?
Get in the game and see what you can offer that will serve students at a lower price.
Steinberg's proposal calls for a competitive bidding process and would set aside $25 million for those who develop electronic textbooks. Instructors could customize the material to suit their needs.
Technology being what it is today, there is no reason why students cannot access instructional materials that are high quality and at the same time a cost significantly less than what they're paying now.
The pilot project would create 50 digital textbooks for lower division courses, books that would be available at little or no cost. Most students seem to love the idea, but some faculty members are skeptical.
One textbook does not fit all.
Dean Murakami is a professor of psychology at American River Community College in Sacramento. He says teachers want low-cost textbook options, but they also want to choose their course materials.
We all have different teaching styles. You know, we need not just one textbook in this realm, but we need multiple textbooks.
Publishers stand to lose a lot if the state develops its own e-textbooks, and they say they're trying to provide low-cost digital material. Bruce Hildebrand of the Association of American Publishers says it is getting easier for students to buy only the material that's relevant to their classes.
So there's no extraneous materials you have to buy. You can now go to the publisher's websites and buy only the chapters you need. So instead of buying four books and using 15 chapters, you buy just 15 chapters, and you can buy them sometimes for as low as $1.99 each.
And one big question mark hangs over Steinberg's plan, whether the deficit-plagued state will have the money to fully develop and maintain this digital library. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.
That's the California Report for Thursday, February 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.